Favorable summertime weather will continue to occur in the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and even Canada's prairies as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A northwesterly flow pattern aloft will see to it that temperatures are somewhat mild for this time of the year. For this time of the year, we should be seeing 80s and 90s occurring across the region. We're going to be seeing 70s and 80s instead, and our nighttime lows are most likely going to slip back into the 50s and lower 60s. It will be a very pleasant time period. And if you like sleeping with the windows open, this is a good week to do it in. Now, this morning, it was fairly nippy across the region, almost autumn-like, with some 40 and 50-degree temperatures occurring across parts of the region. Those 40s should disappear for a couple of nights, but it looks like as we get into the weekend, we could encounter another night or two of nippy air in at least the northernmost parts of the region. This is most likely going to occur in northern North Dakota on Saturday morning and in northern Minnesota on Sunday morning. The rest of us will continue to see a steady diet of nighttime temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s. And our afternoon highs, as I mentioned, will be 70s and 80s for the most part. We will have a chance for a warmer afternoon in central South Dakota. There may actually be a couple of them, and those are likely to occur on Thursday and Friday when we could see temperature extremes getting up near or slightly over 90 degrees. But that's the only place where we'll get that warm. The rest of us will not be seeing temperatures any warmer. So we are looking for a chance for a few showers once in a while. During the course of the morning today, we did see some showers and thunderstorms occur across parts of eastern South Dakota, but almost all of that precipitation has already pushed into Iowa and out of the listening area. We do have sunny conditions at this hour. Temperatures are running mostly in the 70s, and we are going to see a few 60s still lingering as the cloudiness abates from the southeast corner of South Dakota for a little while yet. But the next round of showers will show up overnight tonight, and we'll expect to see a few of them come up with a little bit of moderate rainfall. Eastern parts of North Dakota, northeastern South Dakota, and west central through northern Minnesota will see the majority of these showers and storms. And a few counties or parts of counties could come up with some hefty amounts of rain, maybe in the range of 1 to 2 inches. That will occur over several counties in the southeast part of North Dakota and neighboring areas of west central parts of Minnesota. There will be rain in other areas, but only trace amounts, upwards to about 3/500 of an inch, and coverage will not be that great. That will not be the only precipitation that impacts the region. We'll see a few other showers and storms popping up periodically on Friday, as well as later in the weekend, and the best chance for rain will come early next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.